Hello, everybody, and welcome to week 7 of the Locker Room Chats here with Coach Justin Schwinn of the Jeff West Tiger Girls. Coach, you've entered finally the midseason tournament play there at the Wellsville Top Gun Tournament. You're one game into it against Spring Hill. You just played them yesterday. Before we get into talking about the tournament, let's talk about your two games. Last week, you had back-to-back games, one against Marysville where you just fell at a loss just by a 10, and then also the loss against St. Mary's 72-49. What can you tell me about both of those losses there back-to-back?
Yeah, the Marysville game, we came out and played hard. Competed well. It was either tied or we were a little bit ahead at halftime. Kind of pushed it out in the third quarter up to about eight, nine points, and then they made a big run and we couldn't get that run stopped and ended up beating us by about 10. But it was tough, but to know we competed hard. We're making better decisions. That's always important. And then we made a few shots there. We still got to become a better shooting team. And then on Friday we turn around and go to St. Mary's St. Mary's got a couple girls that are pretty impressive. The Hayden Heim girl's very talented. She's a big problem for us. She hurt us inside. We just couldn't get her stopped. And then I'll keep her off the boards for sure. And then the Hurlett girl hit some shots outside and took care of us pretty good on Friday.
Yeah, so now kind of going here into the tournament side of things, you played Spring Hill just yesterday, just 75-40 in the loss, but still, I mean, you had some great scores there. Harriet Dean with 13 points, and then, you know, she also had 14 points in that St. Mary's game, 16 against Marysville. What can you tell me kind of about a player like her and how she's going to kind of help you as she's been consistent these last couple of games, how she's going to bring this team forward in this tournament play?
Yeah, Harriet's really coming on. She's been aggressive, looking for to score. She plays good defense. She's been a good addition. She's only a sophomore, so we're excited about what she's going to bring in the future. The Spring Hill game was a tough one again. We competed hard with them for about the first quarter and a half, and then they kind of pushed it out, and we just couldn't get them stopped. They're a tough team. I mean, we're playing a 5A school there, so that's not really an excuse because there's five on the floor, but at the same time, it's tough. They're very good.
And now upcoming here, Christ Prep Academy just tomorrow, and then, you know, a chance to play a couple of teams there possibly on Saturday. What can you tell me about these upcoming two games for you?
Yeah, the Christ Prep team played Baldwin last night. Baldwin handled them, and I got to watch a little bit of it live, and then we got some film of them too. They got some length, they got some size, so we're going to have to make sure we rebound. That's kind of been an issue that we've got to fix, and that's what we're going to keep working on. But rebounding and not giving up those second chance points, so that'll be a challenge there. If we can win that, if Nemaha Central wins their game, then we'll match up again for the second time this year. So we'll have to see how it all turns out.
Looking to pick up the fifth win of the season tomorrow against Christ Prep Academy. Unsure yet who might be played Saturday, but stay up to tune with the MSU Sports website so that way we can keep you all folks at home update on that. This has been the Jeff West Tigers Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Justin Swin. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Brandon.
This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by High End Repair.